23 minutes to 10 on 3AW. There's always a lot going on in the world of property. Just like AFL is the big game in town, so too is real estate. And Ben Reed from Ian Reed Buyer and Vendor Advocates joins us with his update. Ben, what's happening?
Good morning, Emily. Yeah, well, it's starting to heat up this spring market now. We had 1,263 auctions reported last week. Clearance rate still sat at around 59%. So we've seen pretty consistent numbers all year, 497 sold at auction day, 210 selling before. We also saw nearly 1,400 private sales, so it's pretty busy at the moment.
Yeah, how much on today? Is it a big weekend?
Yeah, it's a massive weekend, one of the biggest auction weekends for the year. In fact, we've got around 1,500 auctions across 318 suburbs today. The top auction location for us today is Reservoir with 28, followed by Craigiemoon 25, Brunswick 22, and Bentley with 22 also.
Great. Now, let's go to the top house. We have extracted ourselves from the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, and we've gone to Moonee Ponds. Ben, fill us in.
Well, this seems like a really good value pickup for the top end of the market. 79 Bent Street in Moonee Ponds. Joe Zucco from McDonald Upton Real Estate in Essendon was a selling agent for this one. And it just goes to show the value that you can find with a suburb that's just maybe on the fringe of those that have already boomed. And this one was a really large six-bedroom, five-bathroom, two-car, I'd call it Hampton-style modern weatherboard. And this one, it was one of only 18 homes in Moonee Ponds that had a tennis court. And after being quoted $3.3 to $3.6 million, it sold just above the quoted range, $3.685 million. But if you pick up this house and tennis court and put it in, say, Brunswick or Essendon or one of the others, you're probably paying, you know, well north of $5 million.
Oh, interesting. And you've got a note here saying that the folks who bought it weren't even in the market until they saw this property. That's an interesting spin on temptation.
Well, it just goes to show that if you've got the right type of product, particularly a big family home, modern, with all of the bells and whistles, and you don't have too many tennis courts in the inner suburbs, you'll maybe travel a little bit further than you first anticipated.
Yeah, it looks like a beautiful home. The top apartment,
really,
Ben, which was it?
The one at 12 to 14 Blanche Street in Elstonwick. Joe Sir from Gary Peer was the selling agent for this property. And this was almost sort of a Tuscan style, quite a traditional makeup in its build. A townhouse that had two on the block. It was a three-bedroom townhouse on around 264 square metres. The quote for this one was $1.6 to $1.76 million. It had some interest prior to the auction, and it ended up selling before the auction day for $1,732,000.
Beauty. Now let's do some bargains. Bargain house, Ben.
47 Canavar Street in Dallas. Aram Chandaka from Ray White was a selling agent for this property. A little three-bedroom home on 620 square metres. Had pretty good interest across the board from first home buyers, from investors. They, in fact, had 10 registered bidders, which you don't see a lot of in this current market. Five were active on the day, and it sold for just over $500,000.
Terrific. And the bargain apartment there, a little one and one for someone.
Yeah, two at 224 Gordon Street in Footscray. And this one, not a lot of information on it, but it looks to be a ground floor apartment in an older style 1970s complex. And this one sold for $340,000.
Do you have any clients auctioning their properties today, Ben?
Yeah, I'm actually, I've got a 1230 auction out in Bayswater, two at 29 Bonavista, which is actually going very well. It's a near new townhouse and much higher quality for a lot of properties in that area. And I think we've got, you know, half a dozen people that are registered and planning to turn up to buy.
Who's your buyer profile?
A lot of downsizers. Mm. Yeah. So the quote on the property is 9 to 950. So it catches a lot of those that are sort of coming down from a higher price bracket, a master bedroom on the ground floor, which is often, you know, sought after. But it's also in that price bracket where a lot of first-time buyers that are, or second-home buyers that are upsizing something modern, got the accommodation. So it's that nice crossover that is catching both segments of the market.
Good on you, Ben. Good luck with that today. He knows his stuff. Ben Reed from Ian Reed, Buyer and Vendor Advocates, at 19 minutes to 10 on 3AW.